neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And then after the Bad of Baron and all the Tanaim that they made, then we see all of a sudden it says that the brother and the mother, they responded. So Midrash says, where was the father? The father went to Olamo. What happened? Because we had a quote in a parasha. It says, Vayusam. What does Vayusam mean? Sam, poison. They wanted to get rid of Eliezer and get all the gold and all the things that he brought. So Malach came and changed the order around. You know these tables that they turn, what do you call them?
Chinese table.
Is that what they call it? Another thing that it turns. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, so the Malach came and changed it around, and the food that was poisonous that Eliezer was supposed to eat, Betuel, the father of Ibrahimenu, Betavon, you know, as he was a Rasha Gamur, as a very wicked man, so it was gone. So now the question here that everybody asks, so now here nobody says anything. It doesn't say in the Torah he died. And it's like nothing happened. Did you notice? Yeah? It's not mentioning anything. But why? Why is not mentioning anything? Why?
What's important is the Rivka, not the Torah.
It's not? Well, the father died. And they do something. Nothing.
Why is that there was another reason why he died?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Fine. But at least say something. No?
Cannot say something.
It's the father of the Kaddah. No?
Yeah.
Why? No, but it's
deep. Hashem didn't want to ruin a happy moment.
Yeah, that's true. But here there's a much power lesson. Just imagine the teacher goes to the class in the morning. So now, as you know, the kids, Shalomi, they don't sit. If they sit, you have to say Sheikhianu and Rimanu. You know, they disturb. You know, they get up. You know, they talk to one another. You know, they play with the pencil. You know, they go out. So now, the teacher has a choice. And that is, either to monitor every act that people do. Now he's not listening. Say he's not listening. He's reading something. He's not listening. Right? He's playing. So now, if he just pick up every move, so now he cannot teach. And not only that, he's going to go home. It's such a headache. He's going to be angry at his wife, with his kids. So now he has other choice. He goes through his teaching. Whoever has to teach. Whoever wants to listen. Listen, whoever doesn't want to listen, so too bad. Here, Hashem is teaching us, yeah, we should understand what his purpose in life is, what your mission is. There's lots of disturbance. This goes, this comes, this is standing, this is playing, this is not listening, he's catching up. So now you want to look at everybody that is moving around, how can you function? So here, Hashem is teaching us the purpose of Eliezer was, he was sent to pick up a zibot for Yitzhak Avinu. Nothing else is matter.
Mission.
Yes. And that's what exactly the whole task is. If you want to stay healthy, if you want to stay happy, you have to learn, like let's say, people that are given an address to deliver something, right? So now, while they're driving to deliver the package, what do they look at?
Direction.
The address that they're supposed to deliver to, right? So now you ask him, did you see the balloons? He didn't see. Did you see what happened over there? He didn't see. Why? Because your purpose is to deliver the package where you were supposed to. Now, you want to look at here, look at there, this happened. You're never going to get to the destiny. And that's how Yehudi should understand. You have to be right awake, and Chas v'Shalom, don't let anybody disturb you. You have to understand what your mission in life is, and whatever disturbance that comes about, ignore it, put it aside. Unless Chas v'Shalom is going to be full of pain. Why? Because you cannot control everybody. You cannot say, sit down. No, he's standing up. So what can you do? And then what do? You collect pain and pain after pain. And this is a very, very, very important lesson in life. And such a beautiful message. You see, Eliezer ran into such a circumstances that, what are you going to do now? It could be crushed. Oh, let's say, what are we going to do with the Abba? What are we going to do? What kind of kingdom are we going to order? You know, it's going to be. But Rabbi is going to come. Nothing. He took Rivka, ran away. Unless Yitzhak Avinu could have waited today for Rivka Avinu. And that's today. It's such a beautiful lesson that don't let Chas v'Shalom people to get into you. Unless Chas v'Shalom, you're not going to stay healthy, not going to be happy. Hashem Yizakenu, to be able to la'avod Hashem Yitbarach v'simcha v'tov levav. Let's give our best in my heart. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.